you know. You're praising the Lord when you're out there and you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you met my needs, God. You're praising God. That's a type of praise, too. We praise Him with the instruments, but we praise Him with our voice. We can praise Him in dancing. We can praise Him in shouting, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. You know, God's wanting us, if I was going to title it, to be believe and don't waver. And I've been thinking about some things last couple of days, you know. How many knows that you can believe and then you can waver? How many knows the book of James, he says, ask in faith, not wavering. He said, for let not that man, what man? The man that wavers, think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. He says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So we got to make sure that we believe and don't waver. Don't ever waver. You know, and if we waver, ask the Lord, Lord, forgive us and help us, Lord, not to waver. Not to waver in our faith. How does faith come? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, and I preach it a lot and teach it a lot about making quality decisions. Quality decision is a decision that a believer, somebody that's born again, makes. A quality decision is a decision made based on the Word. Based on the Word of God. In line with the Word of God. Hallelujah. How many knows all of our decisions can be in line with the Word of God? Whether it's a scripture or not. Hallelujah. But it can be in line with the Word of God. And those kind of decisions that are made and kept. Made and kept. Somebody say kept. Those kind of decisions that are made then are kept. Those decisions bring in the manifestation of the kingdom. See, this walk we're in, you may feel, and I may feel normal, just Scotty or just your name or whatever, but we're not. We're born of the Spirit of God. And therefore, the supernatural man lives on the inside of me and you in our spirit, hallelujah. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So therefore, we got to make decisions based on that supernatural kingdom. And the Word of God is supernatural. It is breathed by God to holy men of God, written for it, for correction, direction. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 4:13, put that up there, Zach. Try 2 Corinthians. That's not it. 4:13. We have, there it is. That's it. That is what it is. I can't preach on that. I don't have nothing. You ever don't have nothing? I read that and I thought, I don't have nothing. That's not, that can't be it. That's not it. It says, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. A believer is going to speak what they believe. Now you can believe the wrong thing and that's what you're going to speak. You can believe that things, I was trying to listen to the weather, and I heard them say, I don't know if it'll ever be the economy like it was pre-COVID. And I thought, well, you know what? You can predict that all you want to. But I have believed different. Now, it might be in the world and in the world system that way. But the Bible says that God don't change. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. It didn't say if the stock market crashes or, you know, things are not looking good. We're in the second quarter. Things are down. Housing market's down. All of that. People's pulling back spending. And so we're down 2% in the economy, headed toward a recession. Y'all ain't heard it yet. You will if you listen to the secular TV. And the world might experience it. They was light in Goshen for God's people. You see, God's people have a word. We have the same spirit of faith. Somebody say, we have the spirit of faith. It is not a natural spirit. It is a supernatural force that is given to us by the Holy Spirit once we're born again. Once we yield to the Spirit of God, once we yield to Jesus, we accept Him, we are born of the same Spirit of God. We have the same spirit of faith. We have the measure of faith, the Bible says. And Paul said here, writing to the Corinthians, he said, I believed, and therefore have I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak. It's important to be speaking the right stuff over our lives, over our finances, over our situations. If we want it to change and get better, then we're not waiting on God. We're not waiting on the Lord. The Lord, I was waiting on the Lord one time. I'm not talking about getting before the Lord, inquiring of the Lord. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Him doing things in our life. He's always moving. He's waiting on us to move with Him. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm just waiting on you. He said, no, I've been waiting on you all your life. He said, you're not waiting on me. He said, I sent Jesus to the cross. He said, it is finished. He said, the plan that I have for you, seek me, go after me, serve me, act on the word of God. Hallelujah. See, we got to believe, but then we got to act. See, believing and acting is two different things. Satan believes, but he don't act. He believes and trembles, the Bible says. See, if we don't act, we're going to waver. And the James says, that man shall not receive anything of the Lord. You know, people that's out of church, I'm not talking about for a good reason, they've wavered in their faith. They're wavering. I'm not trying to down nobody or anything, but we need to know that there's something wrong. When we start wavering in our faith, then we don't have the supernatural Zoe life of God flowing. Then we don't have the ability to keep up this walk on our own. Because we have to rely on the supernatural, which comes by and through faith. But he said, we have this same spirit of having the same spirit of faith. As it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Now, why do I say that? Because I believe I'm blessed going in. Deuteronomy 28 said, if I will hearken to the voice of the Lord, word of the Lord, to obey His commands, His word, keep His word. He said, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Right? Well, that's what I'm going to speak. Channel 6 can tell me different. My job can tell me different. People can experience different. I mean, we're not supposed to believe based on what we see. We're not supposed to believe based on what other people experience. We're supposed to believe based on what God says. Right? I thought about the two leprous men. They were outside the camp, Old Testament. And everything had been taken from them. The enemy had everything of theirs. It used to be an old song at church. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp. And you know what? I would sing that song and I would think, my marriage has been robbed, Lord, and I'm taking it back, bless God. I've been robbed financially, Lord, all of my up till I was 27 years old. Well, I didn't know this kingdom was real. I didn't know you could sow and reap. I didn't know there was laws of the kingdom that works. Did you know God set gravity? That's a law, and it works. If it didn't, we'd float out of here. That you can't see that law other than I'm stuck to this floor. Well, the laws of sowing and reaping work just as well as gravity does. And just because people don't see it, they don't ever think about gravity. Gravity's holding me here. I'd be up in space somewhere. You know, don't even really understand. I don't understand gravity. It's a force that if I jump up off the building, it slams me to the ground. Slap! Well, we got to understand the kingdom and the Word of God has spiritual laws, spiritual aspects that work when they're acted on. You know, gravity, I mean, if you jump up on a monkey bar, you know, or just hanging by, gravity's not really working. It's still working, but you can't see it because it's not pulled you down. See, we should be seeing the laws of the kingdom of God, the Word of God, the decisions that we make based on it, we should be seeing it work. We should be blessed going in, blessed, more determined to have the will of God. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm back off a vacation. I got to get about your business. Well, I am about it. I hadn't quit being about it, right? I've been pastoring 21 years, been in ministry 28 years. I mean, I ain't quit being about the kingdom. I've been being about the kingdom. But the Lord knows what I mean. Just refreshing my heart, keeping my heart stirred up of the vision that he has for me and the plans that he has for me, hallelujah, that I don't even know yet. See, I had confidence in y'all guys. Y'all kept on right under the same anointing on me right now. Y'all, Sunday, you was under that anointing to take care of the kingdom. Everything went good. Asked Damien, I said, you hold the post down? What? I said, you do your job while I was gone. Yes, sir. And I said, good man. Supposed to hold that door whether I'm here or not. Greet y'all when you come in. Hallelujah. Greeting to the church. We're going to have to start giving, give him a holy kiss. He's like, nah, it's not going. I call him California Surfer Boy. That's what he looks like. Yeah, he ain't going to be giving no holy kisses. He's out on that one. It would take Jesus zapping him for that one. I know. Hallelujah. I'm just being funny with you. But he says, we also believe and therefore we speak. What are we speaking? Are we speaking the economy's bad, the devil's winning, the church is just not doing blah, 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 what's wrong with the church? I mean, what are we thinking? What is the enemy putting in our mind? Things are not going to get no better. People are not going to get any better. Had somebody to message me Saturday, and they said, we're coming to church Sunday. I don't know what so-and-so's told you about me, blah, 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 but I can talk to myself. I said, well, I just messaged back. And I said, well, I don't let what people say about people determine what I start believing. Right? You know, they just don't know what's been said, and I don't either. We all good. Come on, let's serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Yesterday's gone, Lord Jesus. Help me today. Y'all know it. I don't know who sung that, Loretta Lynn, was it? Somebody way back yonder. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. One day at a time. We serve him one day at a time. One step at a time. Hallelujah. One minute at a time, hallelujah. You know, just walking with him. And therefore, we need to learn, make sure that we don't speak contrary to God's word. You know, I was thinking about my marriage. It can get better. My marriage can get better. It can, because God, you can't search the end of him, the depth of him, the width of him, the height of him. I mean, you can't find the end of God. So therefore, he can increase himself in every area of all of our lives until Jesus comes. But you know, we got to be in agreement with the Holy Spirit. Heaven knows the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you are sealed. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Did you know the Holy Spirit is the one that is making the Word real to you and to me, revealing the Word? Jesus said he'll take of what's mine and reveal it to you. He said took what the Father's and revealed it to him. But see, the Word of God, we've got to make sure that we don't go around and say, well, I'm just sick. I just heard it the other day. You know, said, well, that's what happens to you when you get old. Lose your eyesight, you get weaker. Guy was standing there, and I bruise a little easier, big deal. I got makeup. Teresa's had it for years. But he said, yeah, the older you get, the more rotten your flesh gets. It just rip real easy and all that, you know. I'm standing up on that ladder, and I thought he wouldn't dare climb this ladder. I'm 55 years old. I can still climb across this building at 55 years old without ladder. And I thought, I'm not receiving that, praise God. My body is going to respond to my inner man. Your body is going to respond to your inner man. And the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That used to be one of my mottos here. Somebody said, well, I can't play the piano. I say, it's not in the Bible. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If God anoints you, then you can do it. If God tells you can do something, then you can do it. No matter if you can't play, no matter if you can't sing, no matter if you can't ride a bicycle. If he said ride a bicycle, get one and get on it and get in faith and ride it. Right? Well, what scripture you got? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. You've got to go around saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can receive my healing through Christ who strengthens me. I can receive the blessings of the Lord through Christ who strengthens me. Supernatural things happen to me. We believe, therefore we believe, therefore we speak. And you've got to believe based on the Word. The Bible does say our outward man perishes day by day, but our inward man is renewed day by day. Not perishes. Our outward man perishes, but our inward man is what? Renewed day by day. The Apostle Paul, he said in the book of Acts over there, he said, chains and bonds awaits me. See, the Holy Spirit done went to him. Jesus told Ananias, go in there and pray for him, receive your sight, that I can reveal to him the things he's got to suffer for the kingdom. Paul had a ministry of suffering. And some of us can't, it's 80 degrees in here. Hot at church, hot. Hot. Then it gets a little cold. Too cold in that church, cold. Got to be like the Apostle Paul. None but none of these things move me. The heat don't move me. The cold don't move me. People talking about me don't move me. Just because I'm behind on my bills don't move me. Just because I'm not on top yet don't move me. Just because everything's not panned out like I had planned yet. You got to put a yet in there. Instead of everything not working out, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Well, I get one thing straightened out and something else happens, you know. But see, we can't believe that way. We got to believe Romans 8:28 says God works those things that don't work out for you and me together for our good. See, we got to speak what we believe. Don't just leave God out. We can put God out. Had a guy one time wanted to do ministry. I had a lady one time, if you let her daughter come to church, she'd get in church regular. I said, no, she won't. I said, that's not what puts church in you. No, she's a teacher. And so I'm on a fast. And the Lord brought it up to me. He said, I want you to do it. He said, she ain't going to stay. He said, she won't last long. He said, but I want you to prove to her that don't work. So I went to her and I said, well, the Lord said, let her do it. I said, but that's not going to get her in church. That's going to get her in there teaching the kids. You can get you to the building, does it get you into God? See, that's the thing. It's so lasted 2 or 3 weeks or so and gone, just out again. So I went to her and I said, now, let that be a life lesson to you. The only reason you are staying in church is because you're in love with the Lord Jesus. Now, responsibility does help you. Responsibility will help you. And being held responsible will help you. You know? Why? Because I believe, therefore, put these things in the hands of faithful men, faithful women, right? Now I got to do that. I got to believe that just like I did Sunday, y'all rocked right on. If I was to kick the bucket tomorrow, this church ought to rock right on. This is not my church. This is not my ministry. This is God's church, God's ministry, and y'all's mission. So whenever something was to happen like that, you ought to have that mindset. None of these things move us. But I hear churches and leaders, their leaders are gone there. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what we're going to do. That's what you believe. I know what we're going to do. The whole church is going to fast for 3 days. We're going to get before the Lord, and we're going to see what thus saith the Holy Spirit. Because he knows the plans that he has. See, we got to have that. You need that mindset when things don't go the way you got planned in your life, that you inquire of the Lord and you see what thus saith the Lord. And then if thus saith the Lord is not saying anything, you stand on what scriptures you know to be in line with and you don't move. You just be like the Apostle Paul. None of these things move me. Hallelujah. Give me that Mark 9. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. How many things? You know what? I looked up the word all, and you know what it has out there? All. I mean, I wanted to know what the Greek meaning of the word in Mark 9, 23, 18 years ago. I wanted to know what it meant, all. Because I didn't think of a lot of things. He said, all things are possible to him that believes. Now, you turn that around, him that don't. There ain't nothing possible. But he says, those that believe, all things are possible to that person. It's possible for you to be debt-free. It's possible for you to come out of debt in a year. It's possible for you to own two or three homes and rent them out. It's possible for you to have a yard full of cars. It's possible for you to have more than enough money to take people on vacation and pay for everything. Hallelujah. More than enough. You know what? I started out down yonder, couldn't even think about doing that. And here in right after through the pandemic, I said, God, I'm going to prosper. The pandemic's not going to move me. It's not going to move the Word of God. It don't change. Hallelujah. Some people said, well, see how Scotty brags. They missed the whole picture. Yes, I'm bragging on Jesus, friend. Yes, I'm bragging his word is sound. It's been tested, and it's settled in the heavens. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus prayed and he said, Father, I pray that it be done on earth as it is in heaven. It gives God glory for somebody to stand up and say, God, thou brought me a nice car. I don't have to be on the side of the road no more. My tires ain't wearing out. But God, he's just keeping them like he did the children of Israel in the desert. It's not braggadocious. You know somebody bragging when they're in the flesh or not. It ain't connecting in your spirit. But when it's coming out of a right heart and a right spirit, you need to sit there if you're plumb broke and ain't got nothing but broken dreams and say, God, if you'll do it for them, you'll do it for me. I'm in line now, Lord. I'm next, Lord. I remember one time on the streets. See, I think a lot of times, if we're not careful, when we're baby Christians, I mean, we just believe God for everything. I mean, we just believe God for our marriage. Believe God to increase his finances. Believe God to straighten out our mom and our sisters and all. We believe in him, boy. All things are possible. And then we get a little bit older and we're like, well, you know, we got to use a little common sense every now and then. Why do we let that in? Why do we? Down on the streets down there, had some minister, been in a long time, saved about 8 months, maybe nine, something like that. And the Lord spoke to me just inside. I had this quickening on the inside. Go down on the streets of Onion and preach the gospel. I didn't know where to go, so I go to fasting, and I'm like, poor Lord. And I could just see it was Alabama Tool Outlet. I mean, I could just see it. I just had the thought of it. I thought, wow, that'd be a good place, man. It's a big parking lot, you know. And so then I called the police station, and I'd seen if I needed to get any license or anything to go out on the streets and preach. Nope, you don't need nothing, Mr. Weston. I said, well, good. I said, I'm going on the street to preach. So I go and asking everybody, how do you do it? How do you do it? And nobody knows. Nobody knows how to tell me how to go. Now, I'm not down to nobody. They wasn't supposed to. They don't have the vision you've got. You've got a vision. Ain't nobody going to know how to do it. You're going to have to get before the Lord. Now, he may put people in connection with you that will go in line and help you develop in your vision, in your destiny. Well, I go out there, you know, and the first night I go out, I told Teresa, I said, I'm going in to pray. Don't disturb me. Just don't let nothing disturb me. I'm going in to pray. So I go in to pray. I heard the phone ringing in there. Well, Teresa waited till I got out, and somebody called, and somebody went out on the streets in a tent or whatever and got hit in the head with a rock. Somebody rocked them for preaching, you know. And I thought, oh, man, they better not rock me. I'm going to carry a 12-gauge shotgun. I'll shoot them, man. Then I thought, nah, man, I can't do that. I'm saved now. You know, you can't carry a gun no more. You just going to have to be like the Apostle Paul, you know, just... You just got to take it like a man, you know. Now I thought, nope. You said, Lord, thank God for knowing the word of God. You said you'd give your angels charge over me. They'd watch over me. How many knows that Psalms 91? I'd done meditated on that at 8 months old, and I already knew and could quote it before. So I was believing that and speaking that. Remember the scripture over there? I was believing that, and so I started speaking that. I'll have angels encamped around about me. Watch over me, bless God. You know, if they do throw a rock, it can't hit me. Well, I was depending on the supernatural. Well, none of that stuff happened. None of that stuff happened. It could have, don't know. But there was some minister one night, you know, and the guy forgot to leave the power on at the building. He'd leave power on, and I drug out pews and stood up lights and everywhere everybody could see their Bible. And how many knows there's work before you get to the pulpit? A lot of it. There's a lot of work put in to teach the teenagers. A lot of it. There's a lot of work should be put in praying fast to teach the little kids. Finding out what the Lord. Ministry is W-O-R-K, work. If you're going to work in the ministry, there's going to be some sacrifice on your part and on my part. But we got to keep our words in line with what God's word. He said it supply all of our needs, right? And we believe, therefore we speak. Because all things are possible. That supply's coming because I believe. That supply's coming because you believe. The anointing's getting involved in your ministry, in your marriage, in your finances because you believe. Because I believe. With my health. I'm battling some sinus stuff right now, but I ain't going to let it whip me. I'm just keep on confessing. I say it. I touch my nose every day, and I say, glory to God, you're lining up with the word of God. Name that has a name has to bow at the name of the Lord Jesus. And it's got worse and worse and worse. I mean, the woman with the issue of blood got worse, and I got scripture on it. Let it get worse. And then she said, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I know she decided to go out of the arena that was holding her bound into the supernatural. She decided to get all up on faith that she had heard about Jesus, whatever she had heard, and she goes out there, and Jesus proved that he didn't even do it. He turned around and he said, your faith has made you whole. He told one, he said, be it done unto you according to your faith. I told the youth up there at the church where I was going to, they brought up car washes and all that, and I'm not against that. And the other church will do what they want to. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the word. I'm talking about believing God. Because if God tells us to get a jet plane, that we can't wash enough cars. Right? If he tells us to go on TV, we can't wash $2 million a month worth of cars. If he tells the youth to go to Africa and do a missions for 3 months over there, we ain't got enough people in Blount County got enough money to wash cars and have hot dogs and make 50 cents a hot dog to get us all there. Right? He told us to go to Mexico over there and deliver food over there, all the way over into Mexico. And somebody here started going, you know, to Mexico, but God supplied. He supplied vehicles. He supplied money. He supplied it all. But they told me, I told them up there, I said, listen, youth, I said, you don't have to work for God to get you where you need to be in your natural realm to make it happen. I said, you believe God at what God has told this youth group to do, and then you take offerings to your Lord in the offering plate and start off and giving. And when money comes into your ministry, young folk, tithe it. And then believe God for the increase. You know, I'd never seen them miss out on nothing as long as I was there. 8 years. Saw other churches. Well, our kids just ain't got to. Teach them. Teach them how to believe God. Little teenager came to me one time. Mom and them didn't have the money to get them a vehicle. And started telling me, Mom and them's just broke. Brother Scotty, Mom and them's broke, and they ain't got no money, and I won't never get a car. I let her get done. I said, stop putting pressure on your parents. Believe God. I said, you believe God. I said, it's okay. I said, for you to believe God and not put pressure on your parents. God can meet your need. I told her, I said, go, and I give the little girl $5. I said, take this $5. I said, and go and get you a steering wheel cover that goes on the car. And put that steering wheel cover in your bedroom. And every time you see that steering wheel cover, see, the Bible says all things are possible. Is it possible for that teenager to get a car? It says all, right? It didn't say grown-ups or ministers or 5 years old or 13 years old, does it? It says all things. Well, why would I not want to teach the young kids to believe God from a young age? That way they don't have any unbelief issues when they get up to my age. Right? So that kid goes back. That kid does what I tell her to do. And it wasn't about 2 or 3 weeks, got a phone call. And that little kid was ecstatic, man. Just ecstatic. Man, God, bro, you ain't going to believe this. I said, oh, yeah, you got your car for your steering wheel cover, didn't you? See, now that sounds idiotic. Why not get the car first and then get the steering wheel cover? See, look, when we renew our mind, we start thinking like God would think. Don't you know Romans 7, verse, it says, God calls those things that be not as though they were, don't it? He called Abraham father of many nations. He called Abraham the father of faith. In thy seed shall all the earth be blessed. He can't even have kids at 100 and Sarah 90. But the Bible says that he believed God as it was written. The Bible says he staggered not with unbelief. He didn't stagger. He counted God as faithful. Well, that was Abraham. Did you know we're like Abraham? We're just down here generations later. A lot of generations later. Did you know he said over there in Genesis, he said, I'm the Lord your God and I don't change? He don't change. He ain't changed. He spoke into our life before we were born. He knew us before we was even born. But we can live out this whole life and not ever experience the supernatural power of God. Lord, lest we act on, we get the word, renew our mind to the word of God. See, the world says we're supposed to be broke. Even preachers told me. They said, nah, man, you need to get you some cards made up. How's people need to go around to churches and give you card out? I said, I don't see Paul doing that. I didn't have nobody to print them no cards. I said, besides that, don't the Bible say those that are planted in the house of the Lord? I said, I'll be like a tumbleweed. I'll just be going around, you know, to give everybody my card so I can come preach. I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, I've got ministry at my church. I need to be faithful to the members at my church. I said, I can tell you what I believe God can do. I said, if Jesus can stand on a mountainside and speak to multitudes without electricity and speakers, I said, I believe Jesus can speak to a pastor laying in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning by his spirit and say, bring him to preach. And you know, it wasn't too long after that, somebody in church, I'd preached at church, and they got a tape and had some kinfolk over in Georgia over there. He sent the tape to Georgia over there, then they carried it to the Baptist Association over there, and I didn't quite get in the church, but I got all the pastors and leaders of the different Baptist churches put a supper together and wanted to come hear me preach. So we go down there at one of the big churches, and to hear him preach, and I got on healing. These signs shall follow them that believe. I knew I was in a Baptist place, but I'm Baptist. I'm just believing the Bible. That's what I'm thinking. I thought, man, I've been Baptist all my life. But now I got born again down here, and I became a child of God instead of a Baptist boy. See, I don't care what denomination we are. We're not that denomination. We're born of the Spirit of God. And if Christ be in you, we're alive, the Bible says. Well, I went down there, but God, and I preached and everything, and they got so fired up about laying hands on the sick, they loaded me up in the van. They sent a limo to Alabama. Why I'm telling you that is, you don't have to make one thing happen that God has placed into your life. Hallelujah. You believe God, and God makes things happen. Hallelujah. They carried me to the jails, man. The hospital. They're going from room to room to room. And about an hour and a half of that, I looked at one of them and I said, listen, y'all going to have to take me back to my car. I got to go all the way back to Alabama. Y'all can just clean this hospital out. Well, my mission was done. So I go back and I'm telling the Lord, I'm like, wow, man, God, that was awesome. I mean, you brought me all the way to Georgia. I was just thinking some of the local churches around here let me preach, God. And you brought me to a Baptist place. I mean, where I thought there ain't no way because they know I'm Pentecostal. See, it don't matter what you label. If you're labeled on fire, if you're labeled anointed, if you're labeled by the Holy Spirit, he says he'll open doors that no man will shut. And he'll shut doors that no man can open. But is it possible for you to get into the place where God wants you to be in the ministry? Yes, all things are possible to him that believes. Went down there and they got turned the power on. So, bright preachers, but by the way, I was faithful to the ministry. God put me in for 8 years and then he promoted us down there. We didn't even want to leave our ministry up there. We didn't want to leave. We loved it. I didn't like a lot of the people there. I didn't like getting thumped on the ear and wanting to fight in church. Somebody thump you on the ear. That's carnal, ain't it? Sit behind you. Boom. Man, you're trying to be in the love of God here, man. He's lucky he kept his teeth. But I've been hearing sermons on love. See, nothing was able to move me. I didn't get moved by the preacher. I got up and preached one time. He said, going to church there. He said, what you preaching on? I said, be not conformed to this world. That's my sermon. I said, where'd you get it? Well, I mean, I ain't preached that yet, but I've got that sermon. I said, no, you don't either. Look. I said, it's in my notebook. Right there. He got mad. Because I'm preaching on be not conformed to this world. I've never preached nothing like that before. I just had a revelation in there, man. Don't think like the world. Don't think broke. Don't think sick. Don't think weak. Don't think your marriage ain't going straight out. Don't think like the world. Be not conformed to this world. That's what that meant to me. I thought, I've got to tell everybody about this, man. Woo, I'm going to be not conformed, but be transformed, man. Get your marriage straightened out. Get your finances straightened out. Be transformed by the renewal. In that mind. Don't think like you used to. I don't have to be a preacher that fits in. I'm not trying to be an oddball, but look, I fit in with the Lord. The Lord's pleased with me, and as long as he's pleased with me, then I'm pleased. You don't have to fit in. Told little Aubrey one time, she said, well, Papa, they don't want to play with me. I said, they just don't know what they're missing out on, Cookie. Well, what am I doing? I'm coming back and combating that thought she's had about they don't want to play with me. And, oh, they don't want to play with me. Can you hear that? Poor old me. Oh, shall I come back? They just don't know what they're missing out on, baby. You don't need them to play with you. Papa's going to play with you. Let's go. And then I tell her, you're a little princess. No, I'm baby. That's her name. Teresa gave her nickname, baby. So I call her Cookie. She used to wouldn't let me call her Cookie. And she don't want no sugar from Papa. She wipes it off. That's okay. She'll realize one day Papa's sugar is anointed. See, all I'm saying is I'm not going to let her be conformed to the world and get in that, and she'll be sad and she won't have no self-esteem and she'll have to have the right click to fit in or the right, the next brand shoes or something, or you're not worth anything. You're worth $1 million without a earring. There's not a price big enough to put on you bigger than what Jesus paid for you. We are worth the world. For God so loved the world. See, I find my identity in the Lord. You got to find your identity in the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't try to work to impress people. I do impress people working because I'm anointed. You know? See, when you don't try, you are believing. All things are possible. See, you ought to be believing. I'm believing, God, that when I start drawing my Social Security, I'm never going to be on disability, drawing my Social Security, that I'll just buy a cow every now and then with it because I'm so blessed. I don't have to live off of Social Security. I'm not against Social Security. I've paid it in. It's mine, and I'm going to get it if there's any left. I go around telling myself all the time, I'm not living at 55. I'm living at 65 right now, Lord. Therefore, all things are possible to him that believes. Well, he's going to lead me and guide me in things to do between now and 65. And if I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and direction of the Holy Spirit by just serving him, we'll end up in that blessed life, abundant, above, greater than I can think or ask, because the power is working. Give me that scripture, Beth. You look like Beth. It's Ephesians. Believe this. Now unto him, that's God, that is able to do, he didn't just say above, he said exceeding. I mean, that's like all the way across the church. Exceeding abundantly above all that you can't ask for more ministry than they can give you. You can't ask for more money than God's able to bring into your life. You can't ask for more houses than God has wanting to, that can bring into your. He said that he is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So I told the Lord just a few days ago, I said, now, Lord, I got tired of them. I done spent enough on the water pumps. I could have bought me a Monster. And that's my bad. I said, but Lord, I said, I sure would really like to have a big water pump so that I can blow them ponds full anytime I want to without my tractors. Well, I'm sitting there yesterday, and my buddy called me up, and I'd mentioned to him here a while back. He's too busy, blah, blah, blah. He messaged me. He said, I finally got that water pump out. And he sent me a picture of it, and I thought, whoa, this baby's got 3 big inlets and 3 big outlets. I can suck Blountsville Dry with this one. It's a diesel. It's a military. It's all it says. What you doing in the morning? 7:30. He said, I'm going to load you. I said, I'll be there. So I got down there. He said, you're here. He said, I knew you would be. All these other people, I get getting on my nerves telling me they're going to be here and they ain't. I said, I know. I said, but that's not me. Let's load. Then start grabbing me about everybody. Well, load that up. Go drain it. Put a battery on it. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you'll help me, that this thing will fire right up. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above, greater than I can think. According to what? You got to be letting something work in you. Faith, passion, and faith, and confidence in the Lord in everything that we do. Well, you know what? Wound her over a few times. Didn't even use no ether. Bloom! Got a screaming Detroit. Yeah, baby. Yeah. I went over there and it nearly sucked your hand in. I thought I'm not even gonna have to prime it. Put it on the other side and it's blowing like a fan. I thought, oh yeah, woo! Never seen one like that, Lord. Well, tomorrow, you know what I'm gonna be doing?
Popping water.
Hallelujah! I took off the rest of the week vacation, and I'm enjoying myself, wet all the way to my ankles. I'm doing what I want to do. I started to tell him, thank you, man, for getting that out that I really like to do. I like to tinker on this old stuff. I like to see if I can get it going, and I really enjoy it when it's running. And it is. Now, I asked the Lord for that.
That water pump. Well, what do you want?
You might not want a water pump. You ain't got no mud hole to suck dry. But what do you need? The Bible says if we'll delight ourselves in the Lord, if we'll love the Lord, if we'll go after the Lord, he said he'll give us the desires of our heart. If we'll do what he tells us to do, he'll bring them to pass. Don't ever let that. Somebody told me one time, I said, I'm going to believe God for it. I believed him for a lot of stuff. Got it. But pontoon boat. I just thought we'd have fun on pontoon boat. I said, I just think I'm going to believe God for a pontoon boat. No, he said he'd supply all of our needs. Needs. When they say it that way, you know there's some doubt and unbelief coming out. And I said, well, I need that. I said, it is a need. I need a pontoon. That word's in the Bible. It's supply all my needs. I need a pontoon. No, your needs. I said, I need one to have fun on, to go get in the water on. And don't it say he'll supply all of our needs? Well, there's a Buick in there. There's a Cadillac. Somebody told me, you can drive a Ford. I'm not against Ford, but I'm a Chevy man. I drive Chevys. I like Chevrolet. I pull a Ford, push it or pull it. Now I'm being funny. But you know what? The only reason I wanted a Ford, they're cheaper. They're just cheaper. Well, why not believe for a Chevy? If he can get me $2,000, he can give me $8,000, right? I believed in cash for the last one. Went and paid cash for it. I think first time ever. Went from borrowing money to paying cash. And the way the Bible says, all things are possible to him that believes. He's able to bring me a Chevy according to the power. Now, I put that in there, but hallelujah. Well, don't you know he's able to meet all your needs according to his riches? He said, Paul said, but my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to try to close this down with this. There's got to be an acting on the Word of God to get the results that the Word of God says we have. If there's no acting on that Word, then that Word is not going to act for us. Give you an example. I got a hold of the scripture, Luke 6:38. It says, give. I was broke when I got a revelation of this. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. Guy preached one night at church and got the tall deacon, Deuteronomy 28, talking about that Luke 6. Pressed down, shaken together. Running over. I thought I could see you know what I could see when he's saying that? I used to pick cotton in an 8-quart basket. Mom had the big cotton sack. And she'd pack her down. Pack it down. Or you can get more in there, pack it down. So I'd pack that cotton down in that 8-quart basket till you couldn't pack it down and just run over. They was four times what they would have been fluffed up in that basket. And so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, oh man, that's what God wants to do financially for me. Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men. And I thought, but I got to give. I got a purpose to be a giver. I've got to be a giver. So I purposed in my heart, according to 2 Corinthians 9 over there. As a man purposed in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly, not cause you have to tithe, not cause you have to give. It says, for God loves a cheerful giver, and he's able to make all grace. Oh, I want grace on my finances. I mean, I'm graced to preach and pastor, and I'm graced to evangelize, but I want to be graced to make money. See, I mean, people get quiet. There they are on that money thing again. Well, let's go to love then. You're supposed to love people. Well, they get make me mad out on the road. Now you're making us sick with that. We done conquered love. We on money now. We done worked on love. You know, we done worked on it. We felt like doormats, but we became kings and queens. Now we're on finances. We're trying to get everybody debt-free here, trying to get everybody's Christmas in June. Start preparing for Christmas in June. God, thank you. December's coming up, Lord. And I praise you. Time December gets here, Lord, I'll be able to buy everything I need to buy for everybody, Lord. Whatever you put on my heart, I'll be blessed in December. Blessed in December. As you believe, speak. You're a Christian. Oh, I sure do dread December. It's all that giving, boy, and I mean, it costs money. Costs a lot of money. Christians ought not to be saying that junk. Christians ought to be saying, glory to God, I'll buy anything God tells me to buy, whatever God puts on my heart, and he'll have you to give people gifts. He'll have you to buy them cars. He'll have you to buy them stuff and give them stuff and pay their houses off and all kinds of stuff, and then he'll bring you in major chunks. Well, don't you know what Luke 6:38 says? If I'll give, he'll do? Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. See, he says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, don't go after things. See, I got born again. I was living in a brick house. Wasn't mine, but we lived in a brick house. Had some property rented out over there. Had two or three cars, all of that stuff. But we had broken lives. Our marriage was broken. And when I got born again, that money didn't mean nothing to me. Houses didn't mean nothing to me. My wife and my son that led you in praise and worship that was a year and a half old, when I give my heart to the Lord, fixing to commit suicide, I had a few things. So I've never served him for things. But if we serve him, things will happen for us. They will happen for us, praise God. So I want to encourage you, believe and don't waver. Make quality decisions. Work on it. Sometimes we have to work on not wavering. But God, I thought it would have done come. But God, I thought it would done be different. But God, that's wavering. Kind of like a guy went up one time and said, how long have I got to wait? And that preacher told him, long as it takes. You know, that way he's helping that guy don't back down. No matter how long it takes. If it don't come the week, believe a month. Believe 3 months. Believe a year. Believe 10. Believe 12. You know, believe however long. I mean, it took 10 years for the house that I believe God for that we're living in. It took 10 years before it got to me. There was things God had to do and move that I found out later that I couldn't have the house until all of that was worked out. He was working that out, bringing me to my home that I've lived in now and almost got it paid for. I got the money to pay it off. Cash, if I want to, just don't want. It feels good to be in control, Gunny. I'm like, let Wells Fargo bother me now. Call me now. Why don't you say something now? Come on, devil, let them call me now. I told them they wouldn't get my house, and they didn't. Now the world and everything around me, but I had to get focused in, and one scripture. Where it says, no man has left father, mother, land, sisters, for my sake in the Gospels, and lost nothing, anything. But he shall receive 100-fold in this life and eternal life. And I stood on that word, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry that I went to the lawyer, going to go bankrupt. I can't find it in the Bible. God, I'm sorry. See, I got in my flesh trying to save me and Teresa. I got in my own thinking and own wisdom trying to work things out and all of that, and all of it was failing. Everything was failing. But when I turned to the Lord, when I repented of unbelief, when I repented of turning to the world to help me instead of turning to God, that's when that scripture kicked in. And when that scripture kicked in, it wasn't too long. God brought one job, and in one day, I made $8,000. one day. And that delivered me, and I've never been behind again. Have we? No. That was in 2008. Never been behind again on nothing. See, when that task comes and you don't waver, once you conquer that, you put that devil behind you. He's in the Red Sea and closed up. I mean, he was coming after you, but that the Lord rolled that red. It was a trap for him. That's why I told the Lord one time, I said, Satan really works for me, don't he, Lord? He just don't know it. He works for me. He's deceived. He thinks he's trying to destroy me, but he causes me to depend on you. He causes me to put him under my feet. He causes me to make him pay me back. He's stupid, but he ain't stupid. He's just deceived, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you, Father, that